A new WBUR poll out this morning shows opposition to holding the 2024 Summer Olympics in Boston is growing. More people in Greater Boston are now against the Olympic bid than for it, a dramatic shift from a WBUR poll last month that found supporters outnumbering opponents by a wide margin. WBUR's Asma Khalid explains the shift.
The WBUR poll shows 44% of Boston area residents support the Olympic bid. 46% do not. Opposition has grown by 13 points in just 1 month. That's a big swing, and it coincides with the collapse of the city's transit system. Massing pollster Steve Cazella conducted the survey for WBUR.
It has to do with voters now having a new appreciation of how bad the MBTA actually is and seeing the impact of the storm and thinking that there are other priorities on which money would be better spent.
I oppose it. Well, especially now with the snow and how crazy the tea is.
Sheila Connolly was one of the people surveyed in the WBUR poll, and she also worries about the daunting cost of the Olympics.
I can only imagine better things to spend money on in Boston. It's suspect, the whole thing.
Connolly says on her optimistic days, she might be more inclined to support the Games if there were promises to fix infrastructure. But deep down, she's skeptical.
Because I live in South Boston, and they want to erect a 60,000 person stadium that would be collapsible after the fact, but it's right outside of my door, right outside of my neighborhood. That does not interest me.
Connolly worries about traffic and crowds. And sure, she says her kids would love to check out the sports, but theoretically, they could go see the Olympics in some other city. But for other Bostonians, like Karanja Gordon from Dorchester, the Games could be a boost for the city. Gordon is originally from Jamaica and would be thrilled to see his favorite sport, track and field, in Boston.
Definitely the payoff would be worth it.
Gordon was also polled by WBUR and emphasizes the financial benefits.
The revenue is going to be out of this world just from having the Olympics here. And the hotels, motels, anything that can be rented will be rented.
Polling suggests people of color are more supportive of the bid. But in the total population, Gordon's beliefs are in the minority. Historically, many other cities vying for the Olympics have had support substantially higher than what we're seeing in Boston. Pollster Steve Cazella says Boston's Olympic Committee has a lot of work to do.
There's just questions about what people would get out of it. And if you talk about fixing the tea, that's something tangible. That's something that particularly right now, people really can relate to as far as benefiting themselves.
The poll shows an overwhelming number of people in Greater Boston believe the government needs to be focused on fixing the MBTA. And some of them would theoretically support the Olympics coming to Boston if funds were spent to fix the T.
If the Olympics were positioned as something which could help the T, then there's some number of people who would be converts.
So Cazella says instead of weathering the storm, Boston 2024 could use it to their advantage and try to convince people it's the only way to ensure the T gets renovated.
You could see bringing the Games to Boston as an opportunity to do some infrastructure improvements.
But Cazella says it's unclear if transit woes are the only factor at play, or whether they're playing an outsized role because of the current transit crisis. The lukewarm Olympic support could also be a result of the fact that people are now finally learning details about the actual plans. Cazella says we probably won't know for sure what's to blame until the snow melts, the winter blues fade, and the tea starts running on schedule. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.